say that this old-time religion is just a thing of the past. But in this modern day that we're living, it's the only thing that will last. Now you may think that I'm a little old-fashioned. Well, friend, that's all right with me. But I'm so glad that I am a Christian, and from sin I have been set free. I know, there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven. That land over yonder he's prepared for the pure and the true. It's a place where sickness and death cannot enter. I'm going, brother, how about you? Maybe today, maybe tomorrow he'll return in robes of pure white. I'm packing up now, getting my things together. Who knows, he may come tonight. I know, and there's no doubt about it. He lives in my heart, and I'm gonna shout it. I know, my sins are forgiven, and I'm on my way to a place that's called heaven.
That's called I Know. It was by a group called New Ground along with Laverne Tripp. And that's our first song today here on the Gospel Time program. I'm your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Like this one from Chris Hester, a song entitled Evidence of Love. You're listening to Gospel Time.
One day I'll stand before a great throne, kneel and await my judgment alone. Will I be convicted? Will the proof be enough? Convicted of evidence of love. Will there be testimony that I lived as Christ? Will someone bear witness I love with my life? When I stand before my God and my judge, oh, will my life be evidence of love? Feeding the hungry, lending a hand, lifting the fallen, helping them stand. Will I be found guilty of all the above? Guilty of evidence of love. Will there be testimony that I lived as Christ? Will someone bear witness I love with my life? Evidence of love. When I stand before my God and my judge, will my life be evidence of love?
In the book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 9, God's word says, "Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the opportunities that we have in education. It's true we do not all achieve or even want to achieve the same level of education, but we do thank you for the availability. Lord, help us to utilize the brain that you have given to us, and Lord, that we would never let its abilities diminish through lack of exercise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
I'm ready for some new leadership. A well-placed collar too should do the trick.
The worst three words in the Bible, in my opinion, are Paul's words to the leadership of the church in Philippi. He said, "Help those women." This is Elizabeth George. Those two women Paul's referring to were definitely not an example of a woman after God's own heart. They were causing enough trouble for Paul to have to step in and ask the church leaders to help them settle their differences. James 3:10 says, "These things ought not to be." It takes time, sacrifice, preparation, and courage to do any ministry. So let's be encouragers. Let's come alongside others who serve. Let's be cheerleaders. And even more radical, let's volunteer to help them, pray for them. But above all, let's not be critical.
And the music continues on Gospel Time. This is Jason Crabb, a song entitled "Sometimes I Cry."
I look the part, blend in with the rest of the church crowd. I know the routine, like a list of the Bible studies in town. Watch Christian TV, I know all the preachers, their cliches. Been born again, without a doubt I know I'm saved. But sometimes I hurt, and sometimes I cry. Sometimes I can't get it right, no matter how hard I seem to try. Sometimes I fall down, stumble over my own disguise. I try to look strong as the whole world looks on, but sometimes alone I cry. Try to speak faith, never give the devil one inch to get in. I do worship and praise, let everybody know just where that I stand. On the back of my ride is a fish and a cross for the world to see. I know God is good all of the time, yes, there's no doubt for me. But sometimes I hurt, and sometimes I cry. Sometimes I can't get it right, no matter how hard I seem to try. Sometimes I fall down, stumble over my own disguise. I try to look strong as the whole world looks on, but sometimes alone I cry. Sometimes I fall down, stumble over my own disguise. I try to look strong as the whole world looks on, sometimes alone I cry. I try to look strong as the whole world looks on, but sometimes alone I cry.
Follow God's example in everything you do, because you are His dear children. Live a life filled with love for others, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave Himself as a sacrifice to take away your sins. And God was pleased, because that sacrifice was like sweet perfume to Him. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is really an idolater who worships the things of this world. Don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the terrible anger of God comes upon all those who disobey Him. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
what do Helen Keller, Michelangelo, Mother Teresa, Thomas Jefferson, Albert Einstein, and you all have in common?
Oh, I know. Time. 24 hours a day.
7 days a week.
You have the same amount of hours in a day as they did.
So what are you doing with your time?
Good question. You can't make up for lost time.
Nope.
Like Ephesians chapter 5 says.
Be a smart time manager. Instead of killing time.
Talk to God. Expand your mind.
Read the Bible.
Send an email.
Count your blessings.
Because there's no time to kill.
Make the most of your 24/7.
Because there's no time like the present.
A thought for the times from Ephesians chapter 5 and the devotional guide, Our Daily Bread.
Okay, here's a song now from Jeff and Sherry Easter.
Sometimes I feel no one's ever been in this place before. This is hard, and I'm not sure that I can do this anymore. I know someday I'll look back, and all this won't seem real. But Lord, right now I need you to know just how I feel. When there are no words to say, and no prayer that I can pray, hear my heart. When I don't have strength to try, and I've cried all I can cry, hear my heart. 'Cause you know every doubt I cannot speak. You know all the ways I need you, and all the ways I'm weak. So I'll be quiet, so you can hear my heart. Every now and then I recall a simple phrase or melody. It comforts and it quiets. It lifts me up and then it carries me far above the pain and hurt I think will never end. The song speaks words I cannot. Calms the fears within. When there are no words to say, and no prayer that I can pray, hear my heart. When I don't have strength to try, and I've cried all I can cry, hear my heart. Every doubt I cannot speak. You know all the ways I need you, and all the ways I'm weak. So I'll be quiet, so you can hear my heart. Lord, I'll be quiet, so you can hear my heart.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, seminar speaker and author with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where did the water go at the end of the flood?
Chris, keep in mind that during the flood, the entire world was covered with water. There's plenty of water in the oceans, and if the continents were completely smooth, the water would completely cover the Earth to a depth of about 12,000 feet. That's plenty of water. It's just that the oceans are deep and the continents are high now, a difference in topography which must have resulted from the flood. Think how the flood must have ended. Somehow the oceans must have deepened and widened to create a deep place into which the waters could flow, draining the continents. And that's where the water went. The Bible even talks about the continents rising and the oceans sinking to end the flood. Chris, you see, it all fits when you go back to Genesis for the basis of your thinking.
Thanks, Dr. John. If you'd like to go back to Genesis, why not give us a call to receive your free information pack? The number is 1-800-7-GENESIS.
Here's a song now for those of you that may have lost a loved one recently. This is from the Gann Brothers. It's called Somebody Waiting for Me.
When today's cares and burdens come down on my shoulders, and there's no one close by I can call, I find comfort in knowing when this day is over, there'll be somebody
That's all the time we have for today's Gospel Time program. Gospel Time on the air in your area on your favorite radio station because of your prayers for this radio ministry, perhaps your financial support as well. If you'd like to help us stay on the air, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write to us today. Well, thank you for taking time to listen to our program today. Till our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.